Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Wonderful living God in the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God. I am truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. As always, we say, praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I'm truly blessed on today. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane, ministry and friends, praise God. And as we come before you on today, praise God, we just continue to say God bless you, 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 and you. Because God is a good God, and he still sits on the throne. But you know, this is a God who's like, in heaven he's there, and on earth he's there, and in hell he's there. And we just thank God for being there. I do want to first and foremost want to give God all that honor, all that praise, and all that glory. Hallelujah. And glory to his name. Then I also would like to acknowledge and praise God for my wife, my queen, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, yeah, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for all of what it is that she does. And we truly honor and appreciate her. She labors so diligently and does so much in the name of Jesus. We just thank God for her in the name of Jesus. There should be no hurt, harm, or danger that comes by her because she truly is an anointed, and I said anointed, woman of God. And we thank God for her. I love her in the name of Jesus. And then we also want to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into our archives of Blog Talk, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Every time we come forth with the anointing of the Spirit of God to continue to bring his word. It's so encouraging, praise God, for those that are continuing to listen, those continue to stay firm, unmovable, always abounding. For the Lord our God is one God, and we have to worship him. In the name of Jesus, once again, we thank God for those our listening out there in South Korea. Amen. We thank those that are in Jamaica. God bless you, each and every one of you. We acknowledge those, our family in Canada. Praise God. We also thank God for those that are in Europe. All those that are in the military, praise God, overseas. We thank you for our armed services and our law enforcement technicians and those that are in the saving lives. We thank God for them, for they are very special people in the name of Jesus. And we want to acknowledge that. Praise God. We want to have a moment of prayer in the name of Jesus, summoning the Spirit once again, giving God that praise and worship. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we know that you're a God who sits high and looks low. We know, Father God, that you are so great that nothing can contain you. You're awesome, you're mighty, and you're worthy to be praised. Is in that when we come on today, Lord God, continuing to follow and humble ourselves before you as to the word, as we understand you say you prefer commitment rather than sacrifice. But praise God, we thank you for that commitment and the sacrifices that we do make. For we know that in the midst of all, you bless us going, you bless us coming, and we just thank you for the anointing that's upon us on today. Hallelujah and glory to your name. We welcome you into this place in Jesus' name. Be with those that are listening by whatever social media they may listen to, even onto the archives. We pray for their blessings on their families, their health, their finances. And Lord, we pray, pleading the blood of Jesus to all those who believe and trust in you, God, for protection. In Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you. And that our prayers are not hindered, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. Anything that has separated us from you, we ask that you help us to return back into our righteousness. In Jesus' name. God, we thank you. as we give you that praise. Let your spirit reign throughout this word of reading. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. It is so awesome as we've gone through the word of God, amen, from the book of Genesis to where we are on today. Oh, my God, we see truly how awesome and how magnificent God really is. In fact, we've come to a level of understanding even more so, praise God, that it's not any more a point of us saying God. No, 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 no. It's not a point of us saying Lord. No, 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 no. But let's come on with it and say Lord God, because he's almighty. He's before all. He's in all. God is our everything. God is my everything. I don't always do the right thing, but I know God is everything, and he is in my life, and I thank him. I thank him for my life. I thank him for my wife. I thank him for all of what he's provided for us. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus for salvation. I just can't thank him enough. Just like you, and you should not be able to not thank him enough as well. Praise God. We want to say God bless you, Minister Andrew. Praise God. God bless you out there in Los Angeles, you as well as your wife and your child and your family all together. We pray for my Eddie, Brother Eddie, you're out there. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We thank you for those out there in Canada, as we mentioned already. We see you out there, South Korea again. But we just thank you. And as we go into the reading, we pray that you pray for us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. If you so desire to sow a seed into our ministry, we're more than happy to receive. Because what we do is with the proceeds or however or whatever anyone shares is that we put forth help towards those that are in need. Praise God. Plus, we continue to keep our radio show on the air. But we know that God will provide, and we thank you for your support, all those who do support us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. That's Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, 1968, at Yahoo.com. I believe that's Shaw David, 1968, at Yahoo.com. Amen. We'll check and make sure on that and make sure that that's correct and right for all those who desire to share. We thank you for your support. Let us read. Daniel chapter 3 and 4. I'm sorry. Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar, king unto all people, nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Nebuchadnezzar was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore, made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, and they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians and the astrologers, the chaldeans and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them. But they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, and whom is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And before him I told the dream, saying, "Oh, Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in thee, and now no secret troubleth thee. Tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of my head and my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. And the tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached into heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in a vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher of a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Hewn down the tree and cut off his branches, cut off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it and the fowls from the branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots and the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of the heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the words of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whosoever he will, and set up over it the beset of men. This dream I, king of Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belshazzar, cloud the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men in my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able. For the spirit of the Holy Ghost is in thee. Thus Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar there, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be of them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached into the heavens, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the boughs of the heaven had their inhabitation. It is thou, O King? Thou art upgrown and become strong, for thou greatness is grown. Reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher in the heaven, holy one coming down from heaven, and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the tree down, the roots thereof in the earth, even with the band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O King, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my Lord the King, that they shall drive thee from men, and they dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee a eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever, and whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O King, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy bonds by righteousness, and thy iniquity by showing mercy to the poor. If it may be a lightening of thine tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. The end of 12 months he walked in the palace of the king of Babylon, the king spake, and said, is not his great Babylon? But I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to a voice from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and there thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruler in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth, I repent, repute it as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason turned unto me, and from the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol the honor of the King of Heaven, and all whose works are true, and his way judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abate. Daniel chapter 5. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to the thousands of his lords and drank wine before the thousands. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and the princes, his wives and his concubines, might drink therein. And they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines, drink in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same four came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and the knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayer. And the king sat and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall therefore read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of words of the king of his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spat and said, Lord King, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble me, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom, and who is the spirit of the Holy Ghost? And in the days of thy father, light in understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers, for as much as an excellent spirit, and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts, were found in the same Daniel, who the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Then was Daniel brought in before the king. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah? The king, my father, brought out fury. I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light in understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. That they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee, thou canst make interpretation and dissolve doubt. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold brought about thy neck, and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered, and I said before the king, let thy gift be to thyself, and give thy reward to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. Oh, thy king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, a kingdom, and majesty, and glory, and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages troubled and feared before him, whom he slew. And whom he would be kept alive, and whom he would be set up, and whom he would be put down. But when his heart was filled up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fled him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven. Now he knew that the Most High God ruled the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whoever he will. And I, his son, and Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart. Thou knowest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breathest is, and who are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and his writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Many tekel upheresin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Men, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. And that might was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Daniel chapter 6 set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should know no damage. And this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. The president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasions nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes of court assembled together to the king, and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and make a firm decree to whosoever shall ask a petition of any man or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now establish the decree and sign the writ, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which are left. Now, wherefore, King Darius sign, the writing, and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making a supplication before the Lord God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any God or man within 30 days shall save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Then answering they, and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his partition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard his words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Thus these men assembled unto the king, and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continuously, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lord, and the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed through the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me as much as before him. Enmity was found in him, and also before thee. O king, have I done no hurt? Then said the king, exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the lion's den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, then the children and their wives. And the lions had the majesty of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they could. Bottom of the den. Then Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men troubled and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, with he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and vision of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spat and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. And the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I behold tail, the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like a bear, and it raised up himself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this, I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings. While the beast had also four heads, the dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, the strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stuffed the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse for all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. I considered the horns. And behold, there came up among them another little horn, for whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, were eyes like the eyes of men, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down And the Ancient of Days did sit. Garment was white as snow, and they have his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. He, the judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had the dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for re-season and time. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. And that was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Daniel was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came now to one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, the possess the kingdom forever, even forever and forever. And I will know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stomped the residue of the 10 horns that were in his hand, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes, had a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld, and the same horn had made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came to the saints possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns are of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall rise. Another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand unto the time and time and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom of dominion and the greatness of the kingdom ruler under the whole heaven kingdom shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and whose dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my congregation much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me. But I kept the matter my heart. Amen. Amen. God bless all you. Stay with us. Amen. Hearing the word of God coming out of the book of Daniel. Praise God. Chapter, amen, 8. We'll be reading on tomorrow. And we do, once again, thank you for joining us on today. God is truly still in the blessing business. Trust in him, and he will deliver you. Believe in him, and he will heal you. Ask him and seek his face. He'll give you that knowledge and understand it. God bless you. Jesus loves you. So do I. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon. Cause the air flows of the flesh that fire in me. If you believe it, say you. There just ain't one. Although they've said I've never trapped you, I want you to know it's